See what I'm saying? I'm trying to use an illustration because I was through this. So I get home and I tell the kids what's going on. And this is the kind of daddy I am, okay? I'm not asking you to agree with it. I'm just sharing it. My boy started crying when the doctor called after I told him. The doctor called and I said, yeah, they had run the EEG. Said she's severely brain damaged. Okay? Who knows the EEG and the technology they have today? It's probably not lying. Okay? Severely brain damaged. Who knows that that's not a problem unless that's what you see? I'm being real straight. I don't usually talk this straight bang to people that I don't know, but listen, we need to question, are we geared up in this gospel and do we see what God is saying or do we see what the situation is saying? What do we see? Because what we see, we have. What you see, you can have. If you see it, it's yours. If you just see despair and destruction and fear, it's yours. If you see him, it's yours. So I hung up the phone and my boy heard me talking and he said, Daddy, who was that? I said, it was the doctor. He said, what did he say? I told my son and he immediately started crying. I said, stop that. Absolutely not. You should have saw how straight I got. Absolutely not. You have no permission to cry those tears right now in this kitchen. Because those tears have definition. And they're saying the trouble is greater than the God we serve. And stop it, son. I'm giving you no permission to cry those tears. You say, that is so hard and so insensitive. You need to understand that boy and his sympathy and his emotion. Absolutely not. The only reason he has the ability to cry those tears is because man fell and sinned and walked away from God. He was never created to cry those tears. Come on, I'm getting in your face a little here on this. This is strong. I hope you can handle it. He was not created to cry those tears. He's created to know God and walk with God. Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. The angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. You can tell by the countenance of the church we don't understand the gospel. Serious. We don't. We are glum. We are in the church and we almost look more miserable sometimes in our lifestyle and life set and mindset because we feel God owes us all this stuff and now I'm in church. Where's God been? And the world that doesn't even know God is actually having a better time solically in the world. I'm having the time of my life. I think I sleep with a smile. I ask my wife, is there a smile on my face when I'm sleeping? Because I feel it in my heart. See, good tidings of great joy. Wow. I told you last night, if you think it's all about you, you're way deceived. It's all about him. If you think it's all about you, then you'll be moved by everything that's happening to you and around you. You got to be moved by him. I'm his child. I'm an ambassador of who he is. I don't want anything to move me but him. So I told my boy that, and I said, son, we need to go in the hospital. I want you to go with me. We're going to pray. We're going to speak over her in light of that diagnosis. And we're going to watch God raise mama up. And I want you to be there with me. He said, I can't go. I said, I'm not going to make you. I love you. And I won't think less of you if you don't go. I understand. But I want you to, if you will. I never saw him dig in so deep. This is his mother. On ICU, life support. He puts his head on the dryer and he's just like that for 20 minutes. And I didn't say a word. I just walked away and was doing things. And I hear him say, Dad, I said, yes, I'm going with you. I said, that a boy. So we got in the car and we went. We prayed over her in authority. Well, we walked in and I popped her eyes wide open. Her eyes were closed, of course. She's on a breathing machine. And they're keeping her alive. And I popped her eyes open. And I realized it, but I didn't let it move me. Her eyes, they weren't there. Did you ever look into the eyes of a dead person? You can't find their eyes. It's a lost gaze. That's what my wife looked like. You couldn't find her eyes. Like I'm looking at yours. I couldn't find hers.